Do you remember iDubbbz?
No.
You know, because he shouldn't have to bully people looking the way he does. So I decided that I'd raise funds for a chin implant. You know, I did all the research. There's a few different options where they cut in and push the bone forward a little bit and put some screws in there and shit like that. It's going to be a little expensive.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Attention, beach-goer. I'm giving away some prizes over here. All it takes is hiding a chin.
We also got a blender and an Xbox 360 controller.
All right, so iDubbbz was a YouTuber from, I guess, in that 2015-2018 realm, where he, funny as fuck, he was with, do you remember Filthy Frank?
I never watched YouTube back then. I was too drunk then.
Filthy Frank, fucking brilliant.
Fuck around a little bit, and his house just ends up falling down again. And Eeyore's such a passive guy that he doesn't even fight back.
Oh well, looks like I have to build my house again. Oh well.
Shut the fuck up, Eeyore. Fight for your fucking self, huh? This is the real world.
But, Filthy Frank, Max Mofo, but iDubbbz, he would call, he did a thing called Content Cop.
For being a person who's constantly preaching about being more tolerant of others and spreading positivity and spreading love to other people, you sure are one hateful bitch.
Yo, is this person fucking retarded?
Yes.
Yo, is this person fucking retarded?
Yes, she's retarded.
I can tell good music from bad music. Basically, I know what the f*** going on.
This is so rich. To think that other people should stop making music because they're not improving. It just sounds bad. Have you heard your own shit?
Why, Dubbbz, you don't know anything. Idopes, you're a piece of chat. Please log off the ethernet.
Here, bro.
This is the boy himself.
You kind of have to feel bad for Leafy at this moment, because not only is his chin open to the public, but he has this fat piece of shit touching on.
Where he would call out YouTubers that were, you know, a scumbag in some way. He would call out, like, Tana Mongeau for being a fucking fake-ass bitch.
Now, this is a story all about how Disney star stole my money for cocaine.
Like, locks his arm around me, like around my neck like this, and it wasn't like it was like a chokehold or anything. It was very like firm and like tight.
Or Jinx for doing reaction
videos,
which are garbage. Yes, keeping it real. Yep. He was fucking everyone fucking, like, he would get 50 million views like nothing. He was the fucking biggity bam and boom and shit.
Welcome to the Filthy Frank Show. I got Max Mofo here, I got iDubbbz CB. We gonna bake another cake today, man. It's gonna be good.
What's good, man? This is your boy, Filthy Frank. The three of us love cooking all kinds of shit. We're gourmet chefs, cakes, cupcakes, gourmet meals. Is that right?
What are you, fucking gay?
This is fun!
Wow. That smells really good. Dude, it looks like you have cancer or something, iDubbbz.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
2023? Guess what he says? He says, I hate every single person that watched my videos back then.
What?
I did not like the interactions that I had with fans. There were quite a few human beings that I interacted with that just sucked because I attracted a lot of people who sucked. Some people were very much like antisocial, weird basement dwellers. You know, the one time a month that they come out of their cave and they run into me, their favorite YouTuber.
What would they say? What would they do?
Things that I am certainly not going to repeat.
This really is a very sad development. I remember watching iDubbbz back in 2016, 2017. It was peak content. It was so funny. And then he fell off. He changed up, switched his content, and to put the final nail in the coffin, he has to disavow his old content and his old audience. He was attacking his old fans, calling them basement dwellers, while he's wearing that yee-yee-ass haircut.
Yes.
Okay, they made you rich, bitch. Like, seriously?
Yep.
Wow, what a fucktard.
Everyone that watches my videos from... Everyone that supported my videos back then are fucking scumbags.
Dude, that's some fucked up, crazy shit to say. He should just be shot, honestly.
Right? Because, yeah. Okay, I accept, like, all right, so maybe he changed his views from, you know, what he did back then. That's fine.
Right.
But to fuck... Yeah, to throw the people that supported you back then, to throw them under the bus, like, they're fucking beneath you. They're scumbags for watching
you. That's a special kind of fucked up.
Right? Special. You're the one that fucking made that content that they fucking loved.
They loved back then.
But they're the scumbags. It's fucking, it's amazing to me that these fucking people, like, how do you fucking, like, how do you do that?
Nothing. There's no empathy today. That's the problem. People don't understand that those people got you where you are today, you fucking asshole. Like, what's wrong with you? Ugh.
I can't imagine, because I try putting myself in, like, his fucking, like, his shoes. Okay. Right. Like, I made those fucking videos, and right. Now I look back and I don't like that shit and all right, that shit, different. Right? Yeah, I'm different. But at the time, I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah.
And so at the time, yes, at that time.
Why you fucking say shit?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
At the fucking maximum, I'd be like, all right, I don't fucking, you know, I think the shit I did back then was stupid.
Right.
Looking back, but at the time, I fucking loved it, you know, like, at the time. And you fucking guys loved it. Hey, it was a fucking great time. But now I look back and, you know.
It's fucked, man.
I don't fucking respect gratitude. It.
There is no gratitude. Nothing. Empathy, gratitude, it's all just done.
It's fucking, beyond that, though, it's like no integrity, no fucking balls.
Yeah, there's no character. They sit behind screens. All they do is talk shit. That's it.
Bunch of fucking pussies.
They are a bunch of fucking pussies. I agree. Dude, I'm all about keeping it real. Fucking knocking a bitch out if I have to. I've been there, done that a million times. Like, these bitches sit talking shit behind their fucking computers. Like, are you serious? Like, it's not at all like it used to be. At all. And that's what's wrong with this world. Another thing, we could just go like, what's wrong with this world today? And have like 25 things, but yeah, I can't.
Let me ask you though, looking back, is there something or just one thing or anything that you look back at yourself and say, oh man, I fucking wish I didn't do that or,
yeah,
you know, some shit like that. Yeah, sure. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
a lot of times.
Sure. And in that same breath, were there any people that, you know, like, were your friends or whoever just fucking, like, you know, supported you in that shit and were like, you know, like,
I still give mad props for it.
Right.
I do. They were there for me at that time that I needed them. They were a season of my life, supported me for that. I would never fucking talk shit about them ever in a day. Loyalty.
And that's exactly how iDubbbz should look at his old fans.
Exactly. They were there for you when you were that. You're not that anymore. Okay, you grew, you changed, whatever. Everybody does that.
Right.
But you don't fucking trash talk them.
Right. And to look down on someone that was supporting you at that time, even though now you look back and think like, oh man, I was a fucking scumbag back then.
Well, yeah, you were. Apologize for it then. Don't fucking be nasty to people.
What about the people that supported you at that time? What do you look at them? Right. Do you think of them as scumbags?
Pretty much, yeah, that's what he's saying. That's fucked up.
That's my point. Like, yeah, like fucking, like back in the day, like, all right, yo, fucking, I was a fucking scumbag and yeah, but you fucking have my back, you know? Like,
dude, exactly. I'll give you an example. Like, I married my ex-husband in prison. You know how many people fucking talk shit about me about staying with some dude for 10 years? Then I had a couple friends that were behind me. They supported me with everything they did, they never even questioned it. You know, like, I look back at it now, yeah, I was fucking retarded. But, you know, I wouldn't say you're a fucking asshole. You know, I wouldn't do that shit. That's just you are right. It's fucking authenticity and integrity.
Sure, and you shouldn't look at them as scumbags. They're being your friend. They're not fucking... Yes, he is. Even if they fucking thought, like, even if they still think, like, that's the right thing for you.
Okay. I'm not gonna fucking talk shit about it.
The fuck? That's where you were at that time. You know what I mean? Like,
right, and why would you do that to people that fucking made you famous, pretty much? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
In this fucking iDubbbz case? Fuck yeah. Yeah. You know what the funniest part is? Yeah. Oh shit, that's right, you don't even know. iDubbbz' girlfriend is an OnlyFans girl.
Back in early 2020, iDubbbz' girlfriend decided to start an OnlyFans. With her creating it, it destroyed this illusion that iDubbbz was some impenetrable force on the internet. It made people question if he had abandoned his principles. It also made people question if he was a simp.
Dude, you're a fucking cuck.
So what happened was...
Are you kidding?
Or, I'm sorry, his wife now. So what happened was, you know, iDubbbz was this fucking, you know, hardcore meme guy. Everyone fucking, you know, he was fucking everyone up. He's all that. Mm-hmm. Then he got with this girl who's an OnlyFans girl. Then everyone started cracking on him like, hey, you fucking cuck. You know, like your girlfriend's a fucking OnlyFans and all this shit.
Yep.
And she started over time changing his views, like, you know, ooh, what you're doing is bad and all this shit. And they started fucking hardcore fucking talking shit about him, like, yo, you are the biggest fucking cuck imaginable. I think they're right.
I can fuck that up.
And it's so fun. And then he made a video saying, like, you know, like, oh, I don't care that my girlfriend shows her pussy on OnlyFans. He became this biggest fucking cuck bitch.
Loyal fans that stuck with iDubbbz claim that he just grew up, and that's why people consider him a fallen titan. iDubbbz agrees with this statement, as in a recent podcast with H3H3, he feels people think he fell from grace because he doesn't make videos saying the N-word constantly, unboxing huge dildos, or just being edgy. But the reality is, he fell from grace because he didn't go with the joke.
You know, that's funny, because I like what he did. He turned into what he did, pretty much. He deserves that shit. Karma. Karma's a bitch.
He does.
That's funny. That's really funny.
It's a whole fucking... Dude, see, all this shit. All this shit is insane.
Like, I just want to beat bitches. That's all I want to do, beat bitches and fucking do. They just need to fucking get their ass beat. Yo, my kid got in my face today. I'm like, you want to take me out? Don't fucking make me get, I can't even talk. Don't make me take you in the street, because it will not be good.
Right? No. I know. I feel fucking violent now. You feel violent? Me too.
I feel like I have, like, fucking angry sex right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sucky, sucky. I always go there. No, I was talking about, like, fucking beating down iDubbbz or Stuttering John. And then maybe after, you know, a little sucky, sucky, little crank, you know. Well,
fuck yeah, we gotta celebrate what we just did. It's like a Bonnie and Clyde shit, man. It's hot. It's hot as fuck. See, that's the kind of fantasy I like.
Go beat down iDubbbz and then bang?
And then we, in the car or something. Like, fuck yeah, it'd be like the hottest sex ever.
Yo, if we did that shit would definitely make it on Keemstar. You know Keemstar?
No.
Look up Keemstar, man. He's like Keemstar. He's like the YouTuber fucking he's the TMZ of YouTube.
Troubler Nation, I'm your host, Killer Keemstar. Let's get right into the news.
Why were we looking up Drama Alert?
I don't know. You said it. I'm like, how?
I know I said it. I'll fucking remember. We're looking up Drama Alert for some reason. All right, see you guys next time.
Peace out.